Hi, I'm VOA's Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. People return to South Lebanon as a ceasefire agreement with Israel appears to hold, but not without a warning from Israeli government spokesman David Mercer.
We will respond forcefully to any violation. With the U.S.'s full understanding, Israel maintains full freedom of military action. So if Hezbollah violates the agreement and tries to again rearm itself, we will defend ourselves. If it tries to rebuild terrorist infrastructure near our border, we will defend ourselves.
If it endures, the ceasefire would end months of fighting between Israel and Hezbollah, which escalated in mid-September into all-out war and threatened to pull Hezbollah's patron Iran and Israel's closest ally, the United States, into a broader conflagration. The deal does not address the war in Gaza, where Israeli strikes overnight on two schools turned shelters in Gaza City killed at least 11 people, including four children, according to hospital officials. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports on a White House push to raise troop numbers in Ukraine.
President Biden's administration is urging Ukraine to draft more men of fighting age to increase the size of its military. A senior Biden official who spoke on the condition of anonymity says they want Ukraine to lower the mobilization age to 18 from the current age of 25. The country has more than 1 million citizens in uniform, but conscription is a sensitive topic. Ukraine just lowered the draft age from 27 to 25 this past April. The U.S. official says the pure math of the situation is that Ukraine's military is outnumbered and must dramatically increase troops if it's going to stay in the fight with Russia. Ukrainian officials say they see the push as a deflection by some Western partners from delays in providing equipment. Jennifer King, Washington.
You'll find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United States has imposed sanctions on an additional 21 allies of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, accusing them of supporting and carrying out acts of repression following July's disputed presidential election. The security and cabinet-level officials sanctioned Wednesday by the U.S. Treasury Department include the head of the Corrections Agency, the director of an intelligence service, and a minister at the Office of the President. Dozens of others were sanctioned earlier. The Biden administration last week recognized opposition candidate Edmundo Gonzalez as Venezuela's president-elect. Maduro declared victory in the election, but Gonzalez says vote tallies show he won. The International Criminal Court's chief prosecutor has asked judges to issue an arrest warrant for the head of Myanmar's military regime for crimes committed against the country's Rohingya Muslim minority. VOA's Joe Ramsey tells us more.
Senior General Min Aung Hlaing seized power from elected leader Aung San Suu Kyi in 2021 and is accused of crimes against humanity for the deportation and persecution of the Rohingya. He is accused of forcing nearly a million people into neighboring Bangladesh to escape what has been called an ethnic cleansing campaign involving mass rapes, killings, and the torching of homes. Wednesday's request will now go to a panel of three judges who will weigh the evidence provided. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
AP's Lisa Dwyer reports that U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has spoken with Mexico's president.
President-elect Donald Trump says he has spoken with the Mexican president and says that she has agreed to stop migration through Mexico. The conversation comes 2 days after Trump threatened to impose sweeping new tariffs on Canada and Mexico as part of his effort to crack down on illegal immigration and drugs. In a post on his Truth Social account, Trump says it is effectively closing our southern border. He called it a very productive conversation. Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum confirmed that she spoke with Trump, calling it an excellent conversation. No details on how the conversation will impact Trump's plan to impose tariffs were released. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A government official says Canada is already examining possible retaliatory tariffs on certain items from the United States should President-elect Donald Trump follow through on his threat to impose sweeping tariffs on Canadian products. Trump has threatened to impose tariffs on products from Canada and Mexico if the countries do not stop what he called the flow of drugs and migrants across southern and northern borders. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.